hopefully there's further developments, but next year we will be the only part-time club in the league. We've been one of, us and Bristol were part-time, and people look at it from the outside and go, oh, that's no shock, blah, blah, blah. But we've been part-time for years and competed with Arsenal, who were always light years ahead in their training and the amount of contact time and what they could pay players. And we always competed, always competed, and we always will. It just makes it that little bit harder, that little bit tougher when people have extra contact time. You get better on the ball. Physically, you can manage your players and the mindset's better. You don't have to wake up going to work. That's what we have to deal with. And I mean, we always overachieve. And it's funny, we've overachieved this year, and it's a poor season by my standards.
Is that how you would assess it then? You overachieved, finishing sixth and reaching the semi-finals of the Continental Cup?
I mean, if you look at pure pound-for-pound value, yes, overachievement. But it's not about that. Internally, we have our own targets. For me, it's a season of disappointment and what-ifs and buts, and can we do things better to try and compete with the clubs who are flush with cash? Because it does give you an advantage. You can't say that, but we will always be there. We'll always be there and thereabouts, and we'll be challenging again next year. If we get off to a good start, you watch us go.
How do you go about trying to convince the right people that this club needs to be full-time so that you can compete up the top?
Don't get me wrong. Birmingham City have been absolutely fantastic for us, and it was Carson Young who gave us the go-ahead. Out of all that, all kind of like the fans and everything said about the club, Carson Young gave us the paycheck to go ahead in the Super League. So, absolutely fantastic. Everything Birmingham have done as a men's club for us, they've done exactly what they said. But you've got to look at it. Birmingham City's turnover is about 21, 22 million a year. Look at Arsenal, hundreds of millions. Man City, and they can rely on and be bankrolled. Chelsea can do the same. You look at Notts County, great backers, even though they're lower in terms of Birmingham being a men's club. But that is the difference. You're looking at a £22 million turnover. I can't go ask for the multi-millions that Man City have had or Chelsea have had. You've got to be realistic. People have got to understand the women's game doesn't bring in any cash flow. It is negligible. Absolutely nothing. It wouldn't pay a couple of players' wages. But yet, there are players here earning very, very good paychecks. And there needs to be a reality check in this game. It will only change with TV money, which potentially is 2018. But you've got to be sensible in the way you do things. Pete, I mean, I know there's been things said about it could be a train wreck, this league, if it goes off until it starts generating money. And I really, really do hope that the league generates its own money to be sustainable. And we've got to find our ways of competing and our other margins, which we've always done, and we will continue to do so.
When the league started 5 years ago, it was competitive, and that was the idea of it. Are we then in danger potentially of going back to the FA National Premier League, where we had one or two teams dominating season after season, and those clubs are going to be the ones that are investing the most money?
Nah, we'll always mess them up. Give us a big team any day. Little Birmingham City, ragtag Rovers, with barely any kit, facilities and whatever. We will mess them up every year. We will mess it up every single year, and the FA will be ducking and diving, trying to keep us off the TV and give it the Big Fours. Maybe we should name ourselves Big Four United next season. Maybe we might get a bit more publicity and a bit more respect sometimes. But you talk about respect from the other clubs and everything else. I think it's there, and people will say, oh, it's competitive, it's going down this route, it's going down that route. Women's football is improving in this country. That was bottom line, and that's what it's always been about, and we will always improve that. We rocked the show for 4 years, absolutely. Champions League semi-finals, league titles, last day of the season, 3 out of 4 years, everything else. But people will forget about that. It will be, oh, it's Birmingham, let's hide that away. I don't mind that, it does that, but just give us a fair crack of the whip. The girls moan, I mean, I'll be honest, the girls moan. You do the highlight shows, we'll have one shot that'll be shown on there, and then three or four others from another team will go, we battered you that day. And people who come to the crowd will go, oh, Birmingham, they're awful, they've had one shot on the highlight show, come on. Like, just give everyone a fair reflection and a fair chance. And I think Bristol will say the same, that give other people their dues. It's not just about the Big Four.
In terms of on-field matters, just one last thing. Do you anticipate a busy winter of comings and goings in the transfer market for you?
The winter's always busy. The way things are in women's football, but we'll be stable. We'll be stable for sure. Every girl in this club is under contract. A club's got to come in with good money to take them away, first and foremost. But the girls love this club, no doubt about it. But if offers come along, you have to review them. And let's be honest, you have to look at that. And you have to look at what's right for the individual. Do you hold girls back when there's an opportunity to go to a possibility to push on? But we've already got a plan in place. And hopefully off the field matters, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll see some fruition of that. But we have to wait and see and bide our time.